You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 30th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The use of skin lightening products, particularly those with hydroquinone and corticosteroids, is linked to severe health issues, including skin cancer, in Black African women. A 65-year-old woman from Togo died from cancer attributed to decades of using cosmetic creams. Medical journals report numerous cancer cases in Black African women associated with these products. The International League of Dermatological Societies, ILDS, warns against the misuse of potent topical steroids and urges governments to regulate these products more effectively. Unregulated access and misleading marketing exacerbate the crisis, especially in communities that prefer lighter skin. Skin lightening products remove the natural protection that darker skin offers against sun damage, increasing skin cancer risk. Melanin, the natural pigment in skin, provides an inherent sun protection factor, SPF, of about 15. This means individuals with darker skin can be exposed to the sun longer before burning. Melanin absorbs and scatters UV radiation, preventing DNA damage in skin cells. Removing melanin through skin lightening creams leaves individuals vulnerable to sun-induced cancers. While squamous cell carcinoma, SCC, is less common than skin bleaching, reported skin cancer cases are influenced by UV exposure and genetic factors. The market for skin lightening products is substantial, with estimates of use in African countries ranging from 25% to 80% of women. The global market for these products is projected to reach US$18.1 billion by 2033, up from US$10.7 billion. Alarmingly, skin lightening products are also used on infants and young children, leading to severe health consequences, including skin thinning and systemic absorption of toxic chemicals like mercury. Cultural beliefs often drive this practice, associating lighter skin with beauty and higher social status. Hydroquinone reduces melanin production but can generate reactive oxygen species, causing oxidative stress and DNA damage. The Togo patient used creams with hydroquinone and corticosteroids for about 30 years. In Senegal, 8 cancer cases involved women using similar products for an average of 20 years, with 2 fatalities. Corticosteroids, used for their anti-inflammatory properties, can cause significant harm when used long-term. Potent steroids like clobetasol propionate lighten skin and are found in many unregulated products. The combination of hydroquinone and corticosteroids can exacerbate health risks. Skin lightening products also lead to severe dermatological complications, including fungal infections, steroid-induced acne, and permanent stretch marks. Ochronosis, a rare irreversible skin condition caused by long-term hydroquinone use, has led to bans on the ingredient in several African countries. Despite bans in South Africa and other nations, these products remain available due to weak enforcement. Regulatory frameworks often fail due to illegal imports, lack of resources, and corruption. Governments struggle to monitor online sales and address cultural demand for these products. Colorism, a prejudice favoring lighter skin, is influenced by colonial history, where European standards associated lighter skin with beauty and privilege. This legacy has perpetuated a global preference for lighter skin, leading to increased skin lightening product use. Social media and smartphone filters may further drive this trend. Addressing this issue requires stricter regulation, public education, and changes in marketing. Dermatologists advocate for better regulation of skin lightening products. The ILDS aims to encourage governments to enforce stricter regulations and promote rational corticosteroid use. Marketing should promote diverse skin colors, and skin health education should start early to foster pride in natural skin. Pharmaceutical companies should make prescription products with lightening ingredients more affordable to reduce reliance on dangerous alternatives. Safer options for hyperpigmentation include topical retinoids, alpha hydroxy acids, azelaic acid, choic acid, or vitamin C. Treatments for complications from harmful products depend on the specific adverse effect and may require medical intervention. Copyright African Elements.